Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your Oregon Ducks, Danny. Your Oregon Ducks defeat Iowa 18-16 in, you know, for a low-scoring game, I found this game absolutely fascinating. I really, really enjoyed watching this football game. And I've heard people say this in the past, most notably, like, Andy Johnson said this. Dirt said this the other day. He goes, I'm so weird. I love a snow game. And then the snow game starts and everybody sucks and nobody can do anything. And I'm like, wait, this isn't great. This was kind of that, but the opposite. I thought despite nobody being able to really do anything, it was still a very intriguing, I can't take my eyes off game. And I don't know if that's because we sit here in Duck territory. We are 105.1 The Fan, home of the Ducks. But I found this game massively entertaining.
Yeah, no, it was a good game, and it wasn't the Wisconsin game where it's like, can we just get this thing over with? This is disgusting.
Yeah,
it's gross football. We were talking to Dusty pre-show and like asking him how bad was the weather actually, because there's what it looks like on TV versus what it actually was. And he was like, way better than it was against Wisconsin.
Yeah, he told us that the Wisconsin game was worse. And it was something about TV, man. Like, I've talked about this many times with you.
Camera,
like,
lighting,
especially
angles.
Notre Dame. Like, why does Notre Dame night games look so great on TV?
It's those NBC permanent camera stations, man.
And it definitely looked, you know, I mean, and the way Nestler was talking about it, the way it looked on TV, it looked worse than Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked sexier.
Yeah, I think a big part of that is Iowa and the All Blacks.
I think so, too. Like, it's the All Blacks.
I'm telling you, this is why I want USC to wear All Blacks. It looks good.
Cougs have a dark gray that I really like.
Oh, yeah, no.
The dark grays are cool.
I get down with that. That's because they've got that in their color palette. That definitely works for them.
But look, no quarterback had a great game. I thought both quarterbacks had great moments. I find it interesting
they each made a throw.
I find it very fascinating that you can't throw the ball all game until you get into a 2-minute drill, and then both these guys look like Joe Montana out there. I thought that was very hilarious.
Both of them threaded the needle on passes they had to make.
Yeah, right at the end of the game, but it was like everybody was too scared to try to do it early.
And when they did, they couldn't.
Yeah, and Oregon ran the ball, and I knew they would be able to. Mm-hmm. I felt very confident about that. I know that the metrics say that Iowa doesn't give up the run very much. They were averaging like 86 yards a game or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think you were flipping those stats at me last week. I saw Noah Whittington when he had that big quote-unquote run of 27 yards. I was like, he's going to go over 100, and they're going to win this game because of it.
Yeah. And what's
throw on another 50 from Davison, and life is great, man.
What's really interesting, though, is Oregon ran the ball between the 20s.
Yeah, they did.
And that's what Iowa says. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, they're like, show me.
Go ahead, because when we get in the red zone, you ain't getting it.
I know. Even De'Aaron Hill, who's not like the type of back you want in that situation, he had some nice carries.
Yes.
He had some big moments for them.
They had plenty of... Look, Oregon leads the nation in explosive runs. They came in, I think they had 54 or 55 explosive run plays, I think is what it was. And you saw that.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't break anything loose.
No, really, really the big one was Dante's.
Dante, yeah.
Dante's big run.
But as far as like break loose, go to the house, they just... That wasn't what was on the table. Like, if I told you the Ducks ran the ball 36 times for 260 yards, you'd like, oh, they
steamrolled.
Three, four rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Uno.
Yeah, and it's 28-7.
Yeah,
is the final score.
Yeah, and you're, instead, that's it. That's the offensive score. You know, like that's what you got because you didn't get anything out of Dante other than that big throw in the fourth quarter.
That throw, dude. Let's talk about that for a hot second. That was. That's an NFL throw.
That's
I know you are a little iffy on him as an NFL quarterback, but that was an NFL throw.
That's the tantalizing thing. Like that's where if you are a Dante guy, that's what you see.
And I'm a Dante guy, so I live on that throw. I'm like, see, that's where it is for me.
The other one he had earlier this year was to Malik Benson on the sideline with the Penn State game, where you're like, whoo, that's a throw. Like,
and
but he's only had probably four of those throws this season?
Yeah,
five?
He is such a polarizing quarterback because against garbage teams, dude, he lights them up like he should.
Against the better teams?
Against the better teams, yeah, but it's weird too because what I see is I see a guy who's slowing down intentionally, who's stopping and realizing like, I'm not going to try to go ball out. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let this game come to me. And I don't have an issue with him being quote unquote less productive against big teams because I think he's just trying to be careful.
Well, there's the problem with that because then you become Durell or JJ McCarthy.
I know, and you become too careful, and then you lose football games because of it. I was yelling at my TV when Dante went out of bounds on that run. I was like, bro, I don't know if it's wet out there. I am not a D1 athlete. I never was. Won't claim to be. I couldn't run that far and not get winded in any moment of my life. So I'm not trying to, but dude, pick up the pace, man. Let's go here, dude. You can take this to the house. And if you take this to the house, this game is over.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I was worried that he pulled up from a hammy, and they made it sound like on TV, Nessler was talking about it, and it made it look like he pulled up and had a little hammy.
Mm.
They asked Dan Lanning on the sideline. He was like, they go, is Dante okay? Is anything wrong with his hammy? And Lanning just like looked at the camera with his ass-eating grin and was like, he good.
Yeah. If you told me there was a safety in this game, would not have taken Oregon to be the one to get it.
Not in a doubt. Not in a second.
And that ended up being the defining play of the game, for those
score wise,
are not aware, it was an 18-16 game. Shout out Sappington for stepping up and being nails.
That was a big kick.
It wasn't a 50-yarder.
No,
it's a 39-yarder where it was right where he wanted it to.
It's
and
a big
he,
kick though.
But for him to go up there and have it be nothing for him.
Well, let's walk into this situation for a moment. Once again, Oregon has a team on the ropes. It's 13-7, still a one-score game. Yep. It's 13-7 going into the fourth quarter. And again, against a big opponent, the defense seems gassed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying they're bad, because this defense proved a lot to me this weekend. I thought the corners played nice. I thought the D-line was insane. And outside of Tuiati bumping into his own dudes, I thought he was fantastic as well. But once again, against Indiana, against Penn State, and now against Iowa, you're giving up points in the fourth quarter. You're kind of letting teams back in. And Indiana was the better team that day. But that
Iowa,
game was,
and Iowa wasn't.
And Iowa was not. But that game was tied in the fourth quarter. Penn State, dude, they scored a touchdown, and the camera cut to Dan Lanning, and he looked at Tosh Lapoy and said, it's over.
And then,
and it was not.
Yeah.
And this is another team. Now, some of that is just desperation, and Gronowski was a baller at the end of that game. I felt so bad for him that they lost, because he balled out in the fourth quarter. So I don't know if it's just a little bit of that, if it's Drew Aller's back is against the wall and he's got to make plays happen, and that's just kind of how the cookie crumbles. But this is another game in which the fourth quarter teams are getting back into the game.
The pucker factor raises quite a bit.
Very much so. And that's a concern for me, and it should be if you're an Oregon Duck fan.
So Oregon did an incredible job against Iowa in the run game, defensively. They held them. The final stats is 43 carries for a 101, but you had the 39-yard loss that ended up turning in that. I take that out of the equation.
I always do.
So they held them to basically 3 1/3 yards per carry, which, hell yeah, because this Iowa running game had been going. They had been pretty damn efficient. So you took that away, and you know that Iowa, no matter what the weather, is not really going to throw the ball over the field.
Mm-mm.
But Iowa, as Dusty likes to say, pulled you into deep water, and Oregon's able to escape and figure that out. But defensively, they are maybe one of the best bend-don't-break defenses in the entire country. Oregon finishes the night with 2 sacks, 4 tackles for loss.
And a fumble recovery.
But they are just...
2 of them.
They are just not in the backfield,
right?
Almost ever.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And it,
you talk about this all year.
But you're not getting past that first line either.
It's where a little bit of the metrics are kind of misleading for Oregon.
They don't give up big plays.
It makes their defense, I would say, look weaker because they don't have high sacks, high interceptions.
High TFLs.
Exactly.
Like, the disruptives aren't really there.
And it's hard. Defense is so hard to metric out sometimes. But that's why I think this defense is incredibly underrated.
But they stack up.
They really do.
They stack up and they don't let you get big plays. And what's the game about? Is it about how many yards you give up or is it about how many points you give up?
It's about how many points you give up.
And so I think stylistically there is something there with Oregon where this gets interesting and where I want to see this is the best offense they're going to play all year is in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Against USC.
Mm-hmm.
And USC is going to look to throw the ball.
And it's going to be, now I know Rutgers throws the ball, but they didn't have a chance in that game. It's going to be the first time we really see a test for the secondary, especially the kids, you know, the freshmen. There's a lot of youth on that team.
You got Thielen in the back end, but you got some young guys on the edges.
That I don't, you know, I'm with Lanning and some of the other narrative of it's no longer these are freshmen and young kids.
No.
These are full-on starters in a Big Ten team that's
going
to a playoff.
You're going to be 12 games in at that point, or 12 weeks in at that point.
I don't care if you're a freshman or a sophomore with
you
low
got a
snap
season
counts.
On your belt.
Yeah, you're ready to go. So that will be the test for that secondary. But, dude, that D-line, and maybe that's why it hasn't popped, because
They
haven't played an offense that drops back and throws the ball. So if you're running the ball a ton, there isn't a lot of room for sacks.
No.
The fact that they had a couple against an Iowa team who literally can't throw the ball says something.
Yeah.
That means anytime they did try to get back there, tried to go back and throw the ball, that you were able to disrupt them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.